Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Christ with us. Our verse for today comes from Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. How many days until Grandma and Grandpa get here? My mom said that it's only 9 sleeps until Christmas. Teachers and students alike count down the days until the next 3-day weekend. We're used to waiting. As Christians, isn't that also part of our lives? We wait until the day we get to see our Heavenly Father and beloved Savior. Today's verse are words spoken to the Apostle John by Jesus. Jesus promises a quick return. He will be with us soon. How comforting! In the midst of temptations, struggles, and doubt, Jesus' promise to visibly return shines brightly. But Christ is also with us now. While we wait to see him face to face, he tells us to hold on to what we have. In this section of Revelation, Jesus was speaking to the people in a church in the city of Philadelphia. He told them, I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. This little church held on to the one thing needful, and we are told to do the same. As we read, learn, and study God's word, we are continually reminded that Jesus is with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He is with us until the end of the age. Christ is with us right now. Not only is he with us, but he is our victor. Jesus fought the battle against sin, death, and the devil. He lived a perfect life and submitted himself to the punishment we deserve. As he suffered on the cross, he felt God's full wrath over the sins we committed. But the battle didn't end there. In triumph, Jesus rose from the dead and declared his victory to the devil. He secured the victor's crown, not only for himself, but for all believers. We are conquerors through Christ. So now we have work to do. We proclaim what Christ has done for us so that more and more people can share in his victory. We live our lives and shine like stars in the universe as we hold out the word of life, says Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. We feed Jesus' sheep and lambs with the wonderful news of God's free grace. Christ has done it all for us. He won the victory. He works through us as we live our lives of faith in a sin-darkened world. And Christ is with us. Now we enjoy his blessings and endure hardships in our world, because soon we will join him in our heavenly home. The last words of the book of Revelation are the last words of the entire Bible, and they say it all. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. And we pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for winning the victory over sin, death, and the devil. Help me rely on you, knowing you are always with me. Help me carry out the work you give me, until I finally see you face to face. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. A hymn to consider. Read through the hymn, Christ is with me, in Christian Worship, number 681. Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.